This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old...
Some clouds are light and fluffy, while others are dark and foreboding, and dump rain on us. So, do light clouds and dark clouds have different weights? And if they have weight, what holds them up there? Now, the word cloud comes from the 13th century old English word clud or clod, meaning a mass of rock or a hill. And sure enough, a very dark cumulus cloud can look a bit like a hill. Clouds are not unique to our planet Earth. Other planets have clouds. The second planet out from the Sun, Venus, has very thick clouds made of sulfur dioxide. On Earth, that's the third rock from the Sun, our clouds are made from molecules of water, good old H2O, in the form of liquid droplets. At the fourth rock from the Sun, Mars, the clouds are made from water. It's not liquid water, but solid water, otherwise known as ice. At planets 5 and 6, Jupiter and Saturn, the clouds are multi-layered. Going down from the edge of space, the clouds of these giant gas planets are made of successive layers of ammonia, ammonium hydrosulfide, and underneath them, water. At planets 7 and 8, Uranus and Neptune, the clouds are made of methane. And just to round things off, on Titan, a moon of Saturn that happens to be so big that it's larger than the planet Mercury, there are clouds of methane, as well as rivers and oceans of methane. On Earth, clouds can range from the barely visible thin, wispy cirrus right up to the monstrous cumulonimbus thunderclouds. Clouds must have weight, because they're made from water, and water has weight. A cloud is made of many, many tiny clumps of water, either liquid or frozen. The liquid droplets are about 2 microns across, smaller than the thickness of a human hair, which is about 50 to 70 microns, and a micron being a millionth of a meter. Some of these tiny drops are so small that it would take a billion of them to make a single raindrop. A typical cumulus cloud carries about 0.5 gram of water in each cubic meter. That's the weight of a big garden pea. But a big, fat, dark cumulonimbus cloud could carry up to 6 times as much water, say 3 grams of water per cubic meter. And at the other extreme, a thin, wispy cirrus cloud would carry about 1/10 as much, say 1/20 of a gram of water in each cubic meter. So let's get back to our average cumulus cloud with 0.5 gram of water in each cubic meter. Its size might be about 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre. So if you do the maths or the numbers, this cumulus cloud could carry around 500 tons of water. That's around the weight of our largest passenger jets. So how come this water stays there floating in the sky? Well, there's 3 main causes. First, when it's directly above, the sun dumps about 1 kilowatt of power on each square metre. Some of this power goes to warm the ground, which then creates rising currents of air. Second, think of an advancing storm or a weather front. As it runs into other air, it can push the air that it runs into upwards, and that goes for any clouds in that air. And third, air carrying water vapor can run into a mountain. The air rises and cools, which condenses the water vapor into water droplets. So, talking about lift, the only thing holding up your speeding 500-ton passenger jet is air, admittedly moving very fast over the relatively small wings. Let's just reverse the situation with regard to speed and size. So we've got a lot of slowly moving air, but covering a huge surface area, say 1 kilometre by 1 kilometre, our so-called average cumulus cloud. If you do the physics, that slow air can easily hold up a 500-ton cloud. Now, this so-called slow air is no hot air, but actually slow air. And it carries great weight.
What does it mean? Why is it so?